Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up in just about 10 minutes from now, Captain Sam Brown will talk about his U.S. Senate race with Adam Laxalt. We will do that and a whole lot more coming up. First, I want to go to the phones. Go to Jake. Jake, you are up and you're on Live and Local. You think Trump's running?
Yeah, I think he's running. And another thing to keep an eye on, though, is they're getting this petition for a ranked primary out there, like someone in the grocery store said, you know, it'd eliminate the primary. They used to call it a jungle primary, but that's politically incorrect now. But, you know, so you would eliminate a lot of the primary. I don't know for the presidency, but they got 90,000 signatures. They need 140,000. And so it would really change things quite substantially. And it's backed by some sort of inherited wealth Obama appointee, you know, someone who inherited a lot of money, and she's backing it. So that's something to maybe run by some of your panoply of guests
okay.
from time to time, you know.
Fair enough. Jake, I've got to lose you because we're losing your cell line, unfortunately. Sorry about that. Those darn cell phones. Darn it. Oh! This is important. For those of you wondering, you know, we talk a lot about is Trump running, but what about Elizabeth Warren? Let's go to cut six real quick. This is Elizabeth Warren on Meet the Press, says, believe it or not, that she's not running. Listen to this.
Why aren't Democrats responsible for breaking their own promises to voters, Senator?
My point is not to look in the rearview mirror. My point is to say we've got nearly 200 days left between now and the election, and there are families who are trying to make the decision at the checkout line which groceries to send back because they can't afford them. Democrats ran and always run on trying to make government work for working people. We've got nearly 200 days left. That's what we need to put our energy on.
Are you ruling out a run in 2024 should President Biden decide he's not going to make another go?
I'm not running for president in 2024. I'm running for Senate. President Biden is running for re-election in 2024, and I'm supporting him.
Okay, if you say so. That's Elizabeth Warren on Meet the Press yesterday saying she is not running for president. But somehow I get a sense there's some wiggle room there. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. But now I am a candidate for Nevada governor. Somebody's got to fix things. In the process, I have come to realize that very few gubernatorial candidates have displayed any genuine personal integrity. Take the sad case of Reno DUI lawyer Joey Gilbert. Joey goes around the state falsely claiming his lawsuits allowed our churches to reopen. Baloney. You see, folks, Joey didn't file the lawsuit that went to the Ninth Circuit Court. He didn't file it, litigate it, or win it. In truth, Joey's name is not on any of the court documents. What kind of man takes credit for another attorney's work? A guy that cannot be trusted. If lying comes so easy to him, what will Joey G. try to pull if elected governor? Paid for by Simon for Nevada. I'll fight for what you want. But I need your help to become Nevada governor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Elon Musk has bought Twitter. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The outspoken Tesla CEO says he wants to buy Twitter because he believes it's not living up to its potential as a platform for free speech. Musk thinks Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company to build trust with users, and Twitter says it will become privately held after the sale is closed. Musk pledged to be more lenient when it comes to policing user speech. Earlier this month, he first revealed a 9% stake in the platform that he uses to promote his interests, attack critics, and opine on social and economic issues to his more than 83 million followers. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today in the case of a Bremerton, Washington high school football coach who was fired for kneeling and praying after games. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts asked the attorney for Joseph Kennedy about where to draw the line when it comes to a public high school coach quietly praying or loudly leading a prayer at a football game.
What if the activity on the field did not consist of this kneeling down briefly, but something more extensive, standing up on the 50-yard line, you know, arms outstretched, engaging in audible prayer? Is your analysis and answer still the same?
Kennedy's lawyers say the Constitution's freedom of speech and freedom of religion guarantees allows him to pray on the field with students free to join. Stocks on Wall Street have erased their steep losses from the morning and held relatively steady on Monday. The Dow was up by 238 points, the Nasdaq rising 165, the S&P advanced 24, oil down to $98.54 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a quarrel in an apartment complex courtyard on Sunday morning escalated to gunfire, which killed a man and wounded a woman. Gunshot detection technology, it's called ShotSpotter, alerted police about 11:20 yesterday morning to the 900 block of East Twain, that's south of UNLV. Officers arrived to find a gravely wounded man who was shot multiple times and a woman who had an injury to her lower leg. The 46-year-old man died at the scene, and a woman is expected to recover at Sunrise Hospital. Well, they were up by 2 goals with less than 3 minutes to play in the third period, but the Golden Knights let the badly needed win slip right through their fingers as they lost to the San Jose Sharks in a shootout at T-Mobile Arena 5-4. Now, that loss leaves the Golden Knights 3 points behind Dallas for the last wild card spot in the playoffs with 3 games left in the regular season. They visit the Stars in a must-win game tomorrow and open up a 3-game season-ending road trip. Meanwhile, a multi-year partnership has been announced with Circa Las Vegas for the team's first home jersey patch. It's reportedly a 5-year deal. The NHL is now allowing teams to sell jersey patches.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it's a hassle on Las Vegas Boulevard. Deal with it. You're going to have to. The NFL is in town this week, so the two outside lanes of Las Vegas Boulevard from Flamingo to the Bellagio entrance near the Cosmopolitan is closed. Also, a third lane is closed from 6 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hard to believe it, but a primary election is just around the corner. In fact, it's right on top of us. We've got early voting beginning May 28th. We've got Election Day, June 14. We've got mail-in ballots going out first or second week of May. So we're just a couple of weeks away from being able to actually vote, which is amazing. One of the races we're following, Captain Sam Brown against Adam Laxalt for the U.S. Senate nomination. And Captain Sam Brown joins us. Sam, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know you are very, very busy. Can you talk a little bit about your sense of the race with the election just around the corner? I mean, it's right on top of us.
It certainly is. And as you said, there are ballots in some counties going out as early as the 29th of this month. So it's essentially here. It's something that Republicans are going to have to kind of get used to, is this extended voting period, if you will, with the mail-out ballots. But, you know, like a good, you know, story from Hollywood, this race is, you know, tightening up right in time for voting. So we're having a lot of fun and seeing a lot of momentum out there in the field.
Are you seeing internal polling that gives you hope? I mean, when you say that this thing is tightening up, do you have evidence of that from some of the polls?
Yeah, so we do some internal polling. You know, it's not the sort of stuff that you'll see splashed around on, you know, on news sites. It's you know, you got to remember, I'm a military man and a businessman both, and so we make strategic decisions for the campaign based off of what we see in our kind of checkpoints in our own polls, and that helps us to have a winning strategy. And absolutely, we've got a lot of reason to be excited. And Nevadans are getting excited because, you know, frankly, they're having a chance to really have someone who will be a champion for them instead of being a champion for D.C. like Laxalt has been.
I have talked to a lot of people around the state, and they say you meet Sam Brown, you like him instantly, you agree with his policies, perhaps not. But at least voters seem to like you. Why? What is it about you? Is it your personal story that people glom onto?
You know, that's interesting. And from the very beginning, I've just been authentically me, and I think that's one of the things that is attractive to people. And honestly, it's, you know, it's my own response to not liking politicians. Is I have never felt like. Or seldom do you feel like someone is being authentic. You know, they talk in talking points. They won't answer tough questions. They won't be honest when they don't know something. And so I've just tried to be who I want my representative to be. And I think, you know, it's way beyond me who's looking for that authenticity. And that's what I'm giving people. And it's easy to do that, Kevin, when you are being authentic, because you don't have to put on a mask or be some character. You just be yourself.
Again, Captain Sam Brown joining us. Will you get a chance to debate Adam Laxalt?
You know, it's looking like we're going to have a chance to sit down. I'm really disappointed in his, agreement on the terms, because for, you know, the vast majority of voters are in Clark County. The only way they'll really get to see that is waking up at 5:30 on a Saturday morning, the weekend after May 9th is when we tape it. Yeah, we'll sit down. I just don't know how many people are going to get to see it, though.
That is sad. Is that negotiable at all? And if so, who is it negotiable with? With the TV station or with the party or what?
You know, I think it's going to come down to whether or not the Laxalt campaign is going to be willing to do another one. This one seems to be pretty well locked in as it is, but we're open to doing another debate. I do think there'll be other opportunities, including Channel 8 has been pursuing an opportunity to host a debate. And, you know, I think that would have a wider reach, you know, for the voter.
I want to ask you, because Steve Sebelius, the RJ columnist, says, quote, take Sam Brown seriously. Are there people that are not taking your candidacy seriously? I know the opposition's bringing in some big guns like Ted Cruz and Ron DeSantis and all of that, and they may be poo-pooing your chances, but I'm curious your thoughts. Is Steve Sebelius right?
I think he's absolutely right. You know, he's a little late to tuning in into what's been happening right beneath his nose, because there's, you know, thousands and thousands of Nevadans that are taking this campaign seriously enough to donate to us, to volunteer for us. If you just look at, you know, measures like number of dollars donated, number of donors, number of, you know, volunteers and doors hit and phone calls made, this campaign is surging beyond that of the, you know, tired Laxalt campaign, depending on D.C., including bringing people from out of state to try and be a champion for him. Now, the interesting thing is, here's a measure. I do a lot of these kind of private meet and greets, you know, just at someone's home, you know, they invite friends and neighbors. And I have more people that will show up to, you know, someone's home for a meet and greet than Adam Laxalt's campaign gets when he brings Ted Cruz in and, you know, hosts something at a restaurant. It's pretty amazing.
I want to ask you about news of the day. Elon Musk has bought for $44 billion Twitter. And my question to you is, by my estimation, you've been a victim of censorship. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with big tech?
Oh my goodness, it's been unreal. I'm excited about Elon Musk buying Twitter, because if he's able to execute on what he advertises this as, a you know, victory for free speech, then we should see a lot more engagement. But yeah, some people probably remember, you know, when this campaign started was last July, and immediately Twitter censored my July 4th post. So it was 3 days after we started the campaign, and there was a photo I posted of me saluting the flag. I was still in uniform. It was back when I was in the Army, and they censored that post immediately after I filed. And then a couple of months later, we were actually had my Twitter account was completely deactivated and deleted by Twitter. They claimed it was some sort of mistake by their algorithm, but it's going to be, I think, really good, not just for conservatives, but for Americans to be able to start to have, you know, this unbiased and uncensored, you know, conversation on this platform.
Do you know what will happen now? Is it possible, for instance, are you back on Twitter now, or is this a lifetime ban that you're a part of?
No, they did reinstate me. Unfortunately, you know, we challenged it and they just sort of ignored. And then when I, you know, threatened to bring in some legal action, all of a sudden that's when they discovered it was a mistake. And so I have been reinstated, but the sort of engagement that the Twitter account has had has been, you know, quite a bit muted compared to how it was before that. So I'm hopeful that we'll get back to where, you know, I don't have people saying, Sam, I can't find you on Twitter, and, you know, those sort of things. And And we can share the message that is new conservative leadership for Nevada and really, you know, grow the people that follow and spread the message.
Dumb question. If you're back on Twitter, as a U.S. senator, what would you do to big tech? What is the answer to what Congress should do? I know they parade these people up to Capitol Hill, and then the Congress does nothing. What would you want the Congress to do as a sitting member of the United States Senate?
You know, I think Elon actually has talked about, just in his press release today, something that I've talked about on the campaign trail, and that's bringing transparency to the sort of, you know, source code of these platforms that will allow, you know, basically the public to see where there might be, you know, bias or, you know, banning, shadow banning, those sorts of things. You know, it's the old saying, you know, just bring a light into a dark place and you know, the rats will run. And that's what that sort of thing would do. And I don't think that's bad for America, for us to be able to kind of peek behind the curtain.
I want to take you into a different area, because to me, this is what this election, this November election is going to be all about. It's all about Catherine Cortez Masto and why she's got to go. She has flip-flopped on her immigration record, and it's not even close. It's not even a judgment call. She has absolutely flip-flopped. Can you talk a little bit about where she is on immigration reform and where you are on immigration reform?
Yeah, so, you know, lately we've been hearing her kind of talk about, you know, ensuring that President Biden doesn't remove the, you know, Title 42, additional restrictions on the border. And this is, you know, stark contrast to her statements, you know, just even a few months ago. This is the sort of thing that Nevadans and Americans are just tired of, are politicians who will do what is convenient at the moment, say and do things that are based on polling instead of just what's good for the country. And it's not predictable, and it's the sort of thing that I just don't think is good for our country. At the end of the day, I do think that we need to make sure that we do have a secure border. You know, it's for the best of our country to be able to legally allow people to immigrate here. I do think our immigration system probably needs some updating. I've encountered multiple people who have waited up to 27 years to, you know, legally become an American. Now, they went through the process through the right channels, but it shouldn't take that long if you are in good standing to become a U.S. citizen. So I think there's some, you know, things that we should look at, but at the end of the day, we need to make sure that the border is secure, that we don't have human trafficking, that we don't have drug trafficking, that we do not have conditions set that, you know, sort of encourage people to risk their own life in that sort of treacherous journey as well.
I want to ask you, because to me this is a problem that may not be able to wait until you take office in January, and that is, right now, in March, 221,000 illegals crossed the border and were apprehended. That doesn't count the getaways, the so-called getaways. Is there something we can do right now, today? Could Congress come back from their recess and pass something that would at least stop the bleeding, so to speak?
You know, I think that's going to be tough, Kevin, honestly, because the executive branch has so much control of our, you know, border policy and the execution of it. And Biden will, you know, tie the hands of those who, you know, the federal agents that work along the border. So unless Congress is willing to take action that is also veto proof, I'm not sure that we really have a whole lot that Congress can do right now. And with the, you know, Senate split 50-50 and the House being in control by Nancy Pelosi, there's not a lot of hope there that Congress will do anything.
Tell me how folks can help your campaign. Even at this late date, are there things you still need?
Absolutely. I need people that are, you know, committed to voting for me. There will be ambassadors for our mission. You know, they can join us at CaptainSamBrown.com. I'm inviting everyday ordinary Nevadans, as well as, you know, people in elected office to endorse me. You know, you don't have to be a sitting senator in D.C. to endorse this campaign. So they can do that at CaptainSandBrown.com. They can give to this campaign, which, once again, our campaign is funded by grassroots. Thousands and thousands of Nevadans, an average donation of $63 per person is what funds this campaign, contrasted to the D.C. campaign of over like $1,300 per donor. So join our mission, contribute, vote, and get the word out there, and you can do that all at CaptainSandBrown.com. And follow me on Twitter today, voice for freedom and free speech, at Captain Sam Brown.
I like that. I like that. Sam, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. Safe travels out there on the campaign trail. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Captain Sam Brown, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. This is going to be an interesting... I agree with Steve Sebelius, though. Steve Sebelius, the RJ columnist, says you got to take Sam Brown seriously. And so we will. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. That's 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NMLS6.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country. And you'll know exactly where your money's going. accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall.